an interesting morning. I was invited by the minister of a strong evangelical church situated in a university town to spend a Saturday morning with a group of their young men, apprentices, student members, and the like. They were a privileged bunch. And I suppose from such a company one might hope to see the emergence of some future pastors and preachers. My job was to show how to dig for treasure in the inspired scriptures. A letter of thanks from their church leader reported on the general reaction of the group to what they'd heard, as well as to the work they'd been asked to attempt. First, they admitted that once again they'd come to realize there was a whole lot more in their Bibles than they originally had believed. And secondly, that when finally you got the message, it was, and this was the word they used, it was obvious. It was this latter point that tickled me. There was nothing patronizing about it, just a frank appreciation of the clarity of Scripture properly taught. And the Scriptures are not Delphic oracles, ambiguous, obscure, and mysterious, but, well, obvious. I looked the word up in my trusty thesaurus and found the following: conspicuous, indisputable, self-explanatory, transparent, and unmistakable, and many others. Among the passages we looked at together was Luke chapter 15. It proved to be an excellent starter text. It clarified gospel issues, and some of the young men present were quite young Christians. It supplied excellent basics for building up a biblical theology. It demonstrated the extraordinary pertinence of Scripture to life as we find it. And not least, it warmed the heart and sent people away, I think, wanting to pass on the message of God's grace to other people. Here then are six matters of moment from Luke 15, some of which we considered together that Saturday morning, and all of which are ideal for groups of this kind.